It's Sunday, February 24, 2019 at Tierra Nueva in Burlington, Washington. Pastor Salvio Hernandez delivers a message this week. It's our bilingual service. It's titled, God's Conditions for Healing. Looking at Mark chapter 1, verses 40 and 41, and Luke chapter 8, verses 43 to 48.
Buenas tardes a todos.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hoy el mensaje que traigo este día o esta tarde.
Today I have a message to bring to you this afternoon.
Es un mensaje sobre el sanamiento y vamos a ver qué es lo que cómo quiere Jesús sanarnos, qué condición pone Jesús para sanarnos.
It's a message about healing. We're going to look at what conditions God has for bringing healing.
Y si tiene Biblia, pues vayan
If you have a Bible, you can look at Mark 1:40 to 41.
Marco 1:40-41. Y Luca 8:43-48.
And Luke 8:43-48.
Y busquen ese parte de texto para so parte
look,
de la Biblia.
Look for those parts of the Bible. Look in there.
Para que vayamos aprendiendo juntos.
So we can begin to learn together.
Entonces, quiero un voluntario que lea en inglés,
I need a volunteer to read in English, Mark.
Marco 1:40-41.
Somebody else read this on Sunday. We have a very lively congregation, but they weren't mic'd up, so here's what they said. Mark 1:40-41 is from when Jesus cleanses a leper. And a leper came to him, imploring him, and kneeling, said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I will. Be clean."
Gracias. En inglés, Luca 8:43.
So in Luke 8:43-48, could someone read that in English?
And there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and though she had spent all her living on physicians, she could not be healed by anyone. She came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment, and immediately her discharge of blood ceased.
And Jesus said, "Who was it that touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowds surround you and are pressing in on you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I perceive that power has gone out from me." And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him, declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him, and how she had been immediately healed. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace."
¿En español? ¿Quieres leer en español?
Entre la gente había una mujer que desde hacía 12 años estaba enferma, con derramada de sangre y que había gastado en médico todo lo que tenía sin que ningún lo hubiera podido sanar. Esta mujer se acercó a Jesús por detrás y tocó el borde de su capa y en el mismo momento el derrame de sangre se detuvo. Entonces Jesús preguntó, "¿Quién me ha tocado?" Con todos negaba hacerlo tocado. Pedro dijo, "Maestro, la gente te oprime y empuja por todos lados." Pero Jesús insistió, "Alguien me ha tocado porque me ha dado cuenta de que de mí ha salido poder." La mujer, al ver que no podía desconterse, fue temblaba de rodillas a los pies de Jesús, le confesó delante de todo por qué razón lo hacía. Tocaba y como había sido sanada en el acto, Jesús le dijo, "Hija, por tu fe has sido sanada, vete tranquila."
Muchas gracias a los lectores de esta parte de la Biblia.
Thank you everyone who read from these parts of the Bible.
Según en estas dos partes de la Biblia, ¿qué es lo que vemos? ¿Qué es lo que hacían ellos para adquirir ese sanamiento.
According to these two passages in the Bible, what did these people do in order to receive their healing?
Esperando a que Jesús llegue.
Were they waiting for Jesus to come to them? Okay, they went to him. Ellos fueron buscándole. Ellos tenían que buscarlo.
Okay. Entonces, lo primero que conseguimos en este verso es la decisión de Jesús.
First thing we see here is the decision of Jesus.
De que él quiere sanarnos.
That he wants to heal us.
Jesús no tiene ninguna intención, ningún interés de mantenerte enfermo.
Jesus has no interest in maintaining you sick, keeping you sick.
Jesús no comparte ni apoya la posición de que la enfermedad es algo que debe ser tolerado.
Jesus doesn't share in any way the belief that sickness should be tolerated.
Como parte de la dolencia o de las persecuciones del enemigo.
Or that pain or persecutions from the enemy should be tolerated. Jesus is not in agreement.
De ninguna manera.
Not at all.
Dice mi Biblia que por la herida de Cristo.
My Bible says that for the wounds of Christ.
Y la de ustedes también.
And your Bible also says this.
Ya con la herida de Cristo, nosotros fuimos curados.
That through the wounds of Jesus, we have been healed.
Indicando esto que parte de lo que proveyó Jesús en la cruz.
So part of what Jesus provides for us on the cross. Is healing.
Del Calvario.
His cross of Calvary.
No solamente fue la salvación.
It wasn't just salvation.
Sino la sanidad.
But also healing.
Para nuestros cuerpos.
For our bodies.
Eso me hace saber que la sanidad no es un don.
That makes me know that that healing is not a gift.
Para algunos.
Just for some.
La sanidad es un derecho.
Healing is a right.
Para todos.
For everybody. Right to everybody. For everybody.
No creamos que la sanidad es un don repartido de acuerdo a un alzar en el cielo.
Let's not believe that healing is a gift that is just shared in agreement with some.
Es como tirado por ciertas personas.
It's not just like a something you get by luck that comes from heaven for some.
Sino que la sanidad para mí y para ustedes es un derecho.
Rather, the healing for you and for me is a right.
Que me corresponde.
That corresponds to me.
Después de que Jesús murió
Since
por mí.
Jesus has died for me.
Y por ustedes.
And for you.
En la cruz.
On the cross.
Y también llevó a esa cruz mis enfermedades.
And also he brought all of my sicknesses to that cross.
Y mis dolencias.
All my pains.
O dolores.
Or sufferings. Yeah.
Se refiere dolencia, no dolor emocional, ni un dolor de sentimiento.
So when it comes to these pains, it's not just talking about emotional pain or feelings.
La palabra dolencia en Isaías aparece como algo asociado a un dolor proveniente de una enfermedad.
The pain that's described in Isaiah appears to be associated with pain that comes from a sickness.
Indicando este verso entonces que cada vez que usted cree que es salvo,
so that means that every time you think of yourself as saved,
debe creer que también su enfermedad o la enfermedad que el enemigo,
you should also believe that your sickness or the sickness that the devil puts in your body,
yeah, puso en tu cuerpo, no es legal,
isn't legal, it's not there,
no es lícita.
It's not, it doesn't have a right to be there.
No debe estar en tu cuerpo.
It should not be in your body.
Porque tienes el derecho como hijo.
Because you have the right as a son or daughter.
Y como redimido por Cristo.
As redeemed by Christ.
Entonces, cuando tú te agarras de la promesa.
That is to be healed, you have a right. So when you grab a hold of the promise.
Que tú tienes un derecho.
That you have the right.
Para vivir sanamente.
To live in a healthy way.
Entonces tú no le permite al enemigo.
Then you can refuse the enemy.
que él te enferme de ninguna manera.
That he makes you sick in any way.
En tu vida.
In your life.
No le permita a Satanás robarte.
Don't permit Satan to rob you.
Tu herencia.
Of your inheritance.
Y tu derecho.
And your right.
Tu derecho es.
Your right is to be healed.
Estar sano. Ahora bien, yo entiendo en esta tarde.
And I also want to say that I understand this afternoon.
Que Jesús quiere sanarme.
That Jesus wants to heal me.
Y quiere sanar a ustedes.
And he wants to heal you.
Yo dije, Jesús quiere sanarme.
And I say, Jesus wants to heal me.
Y ustedes.
And you guys.
Su voluntad.
Your will.
La decisión de Jesús.
The decision of Jesus.
Es sanarme.
Is to heal me.
Ahora.
Now.
Bien. El leproso.
The leper in this verse.
En el verso 41.
In verse 41.
41. Vino a Jesús.
He came to Jesus.
Si tú viniste a mí hoy.
If you came to me today.
No serás sanos.
You would be healed.
Pero si tú viniste hoy a Jesús.
Wait. ¿Cómo?
Si tú viniste a mí, hoy no serás sanos.
If you came to just me today, you wouldn't be healed.
Pero si hoy viniste a Jesús.
But if today you came to Jesus.
Tú serás sanos.
You would be healed.
¿Alguien entendió?
Did you, anyone understand that?
Okay. Ahí vamos bien.
So, are we going along okay?
Lo que acabo de decir es, el leproso vino a Jesús.
So what I want to say is that the leper came to Jesus.
En Luca 8, 43.
In Luke 8, 43 48, and 48.
La mujer de flujo de sangre.
The woman with the blood flow.
Vino.
She came to Jesus.
A Jesús. La gente venía a Jesús.
The people also came to Jesus.
El problema de que no hay muchas sanidades en una reunión.
The problem of there not being many healings in a meeting.
De sanidades. Es que la gente no viene a Jesús.
Is that people aren't coming to Jesus.
Y yo quiero aclararte.
And I want to clarify something.
Que no hay hombre que pueda sanarte.
There's not a man or woman who can heal you.
No importa cuán ungido yo esté o cuán bien yo predique.
It doesn't matter how anointed they are or how good they preach.
No tengo el poder de sanar a la gente.
I don't have the power to heal.
A menos que Jesús se acerque a ti.
Jesus draws close.
Hoy.
Today.
Y te toquen.
And touches you.
Y él entonces haga un milagro en ti.
And so he then makes the miracle in you.
Si hoy tú vienes a Jesús.
If today you come to Jesus.
Confiadamente.
Trusting.
Plenamente,
completely
convencido,
convinced
de que tú no vienes a un hombre,
that you don't just come to a man,
tú vienes a Jesús,
but you come to Jesus,
tu Salvador,
your Savior,
y tu sanador,
and your healer.
Él te sanará, te va a sanar.
He will heal you.
Él te va a librar de ese oprobio,
and he will free you from
y opresión.
Test and this oppression.
Él te va a dar una nueva vida.
He will give you a new life.
A ti.
To you.
Toda tu sanidad.
All of your healing.
Es un gesto de amor.
This is a gesture of love from Jesus.
De Jesús. ¿Saben lo que se expone a un enfermo?
Do you know what a sick person is exposed to?
¿Saben que una enfermedad delinea tu vida?
You know that a sickness really limits your life.
Una enfermedad termina por hacer que tú vivas la vida que la enfermedad te permite vivir.
Your sickness means that you live a life that sickness allows you to live.
Una vida que no es la que Dios diseñó
a life that is
para
not
ti.
What God designed for you.
Una enfermedad te obliga a tener hábito.
A sickness forces you to have habits.
Y a tener forma.
And forms.
Que no estás tu llamado.
That isn't part of your calling.
Habituarte.
Habituarte.
Ajá.
¿Qué es habituarte?
Es como es algo que tú no debas vivir.
Yeah. So we shouldn't live that life.
Entonces tenemos que entender que la enfermedad no es algo que podamos ver o convivir con ella.
So we have to learn that the sickness isn't something we have to live with.
O tolerar con ella.
Or tolerate.
Tenemos que aburrirnos de esa enfermedad.
We have to be bored of this sickness.
En esta tarde.
In this afternoon.
Y decirle a esa enfermedad.
This afternoon, and we have to say to that sickness,
no te quiero más en mi vida.
I don't want you anymore in my life.
Tú no tienes derecho a estar en mi cuerpo.
You don't have the right to be in my body.
Porque Cristo compró este cuerpo.
Because Christ Jesus bought this body.
Y yo vengo hoy a Jesús.
And I come today to Jesus.
Para que Jesús me sane.
So that Jesus heals me.
¿Alguien va a hacer esto en esta tarde?
Is anyone going to do that this afternoon?
Amén.
Amen.
El leproso no tenía opciones médicas.
The leper didn't have any medical options.
El leproso había asistido un médico tal vez.
Maybe the leper had been to a doctor once.
O no lo hizo.
Or maybe he didn't.
Porque no había ninguna cura para la lepra.
Because there was no cure for leprosy.
Vino a Jesús porque no tenía cura.
He came to Jesus because there was no other cure.
Pero en Lucas 8:43.
But in Luke 8:43.
La mujer de flujo de sangre.
The woman with the blood flow.
No vino a Jesús primero.
She didn't come to Jesus first.
Ella fue ante a los médicos.
She went before that to doctors.
Y no tenemos nada contra la medicina.
And we don't have anything against medicine.
Pero créame.
But believe me.
La gente tiende más a creer en Jesús cuando los médicos dicen que no puede hacer nada.
People tend to believe more in Jesus when doctors say they can't do anything.
Ahora el asunto es que Jesús no está allí solamente para sanar a los desahuciados.
And Jesus isn't only there to help the people that have no other cure.
Por las medicinas.
Through medicine.
Está allí para sanar aún a los que están creyendo en él.
He's there to help anyone who's there believing in him.
¿Estás creyendo más en él?
Are you believing more in him?
Que el doctor.
Than in the doctor?
Y ahora no tenemos nada en contra. No quiero que nadie salga de aquí.
And I don't want anyone to leave here.
Diciendo que el médico es malo.
Saying that doctors are bad.
O el médico es del enemigo.
Or
no,
the
no,
doctor
no.
Is the enemy. No, no, no.
Nada de eso.
Nothing like that.
Son personas sinceramente.
They are people who are sincere.
Estudian.
They study.
Y logran.
And they achieve.
Curarlos.
Healings. Cures.
Pero hay un poder superior en que eso.
But there's a superior power to doctor's power.
Es gratuito.
And it's free.
Es de amor.
And it's love.
Y es eterno.
And it's permanent. Eternal.
Jesús no solamente te sana.
Jesus not only heals you.
Jesús te ama en el trayecto.
He loves you in the what?
En el trayecto.
In your journey.
Jesús no solamente te sana.
He doesn't just heal you.
Jesús te muestra su ternura.
He shows you his tenderness.
Jesús no solamente sana.
He doesn't just heal.
Jesús te abraza y te da un beso.
He embraces you and gives you a kiss.
Un doctor te puede ayudar.
A doctor can help you.
Pero no está obligado de ir más allá.
But he's not obligated to go anywhere, anything beyond that.
De su cita médica.
anything beyond his medical, the medical
appointment. Pero Jesús siempre va más allá.
But Jesus always goes beyond the medical appointment.
Tú vas al doctor.
You go to the doctor.
Él te dice lo que tienes.
The doctor tells you what you have.
Te da ciertas medicinas.
Gives you certain medicines.
Pero él.
But Jesus.
Pero el doctor.
The doctor, sorry.
Se queda en su clínica.
But he stays in his clinic.
O hospital.
Or hospital.
Tú te vas a casa.
You go back to your house.
Jesús no solamente te sana.
Jesus doesn't just heal.
Jesús se va contigo.
He goes back with you.
Y vive contigo.
And he lives with you.
Para asegurarse de que tú.
To make sure that you.
Sigas sano.
Continue healed.
Por el resto de tu vida.
For the rest of your life.
¿Vamos bien?
Are we going well?
¿O cambiamos el mensaje?
Or should we change the message?
No tiene por qué venir a un lugar por un hombre. Yo sencillamente oír a Dios para hacer esta reunión.
You don't have to go just to a man simply to hear
especial,
from God.
Yo solamente estoy obedeciendo a Dios.
I'm just trying to obey what God wanted me to share.
Pero no puedo ir más allá.
But I can't go beyond that.
Oraré un momento.
I pray for a moment.
Porque Dios me dio la autoridad.
So that God would give me the authority.
Para hacer esto en este día.
To offer you this today.
Pero no vean a otros. No pongan su mirada en otros.
But we mustn't look at others and put all of our hope in other people.
Jesús es único que va a sanarte.
Jesus is the only one who's going to heal you.
Hoy o ya lo ha hecho.
Today, or maybe he's already done it.
Es el único que debe llevarse la gloria.
He's the only one that should get the glory.
La honra.
The honor.
Y todo el honor.
And all of the honor.
En esta tarde Jesús está ahí.
In this afternoon, Jesus is
está
here.
Aquí.
He's here.
Este leproso viene desahuciado.
This leper came because he had no other options.
Por los médicos.
With the doctors. No hope with the doctors.
Y este leproso le rogó a Jesús.
And this leper begged Jesus.
Le rogó a Jesús.
He begged Jesus.
Señor, si quiere.
Lord, if you want.
Puedes limpiarme.
You can cleanse me.
Sorprendentemente, Jesús necesita. Sorprendentemente, Jesús necesita.
Surprisingly, Jesus needs.
Tu aprobación.
Your agreement.
Para él sanarte.
In order for him to heal you.
Sorprendentemente, aún para eso Jesús necesita que tú se lo pidas.
Surprisingly, Jesus also needs for you to ask him.
No es necesario solamente decir, bueno, él sabe que yo estoy enfermo.
It's not enough to just say, well, of course, Jesus knows that I'm sick.
No.
No, no.
Sí, seguro que él sabe.
Of course he knows.
Así como tu familia sabe.
Just like your family knows.
Pero tu familia no puede sanarte.
But your family can't heal you.
En cambio, Jesús sí puede sanarlo, hacerlo.
Jesus, he's able to heal you.
Y como él es el único que puede sanar,
and since
sanarme,
he's the only one that can heal someone,
yo voy a pedírselo a él.
Ask him.
Con humildad.
Humbly.
Créame, la sanidad es
healing is
un acto de amor.
It's an act of love.
De Jesús.
From Jesus.
Y como son un acto de amor,
and since it's an act of love,
no se le puede exigir.
You can't demand it.
Se le debe pedir de una forma.
But you can ask it in a certain way.
Humilde.
Humbly.
Como aquel hombre.
Like this man.
Hincado,
who bowed down,
de rodilla,
on his knees,
en piso,
on the ground,
le rogó,
and begged him,
Señor,
Lord,
si quieres,
if you want,
puedes limpiarme,
you can cleanse me.
Jesús lo consiguió en el nivel de la fe que él,
Jesus conceded to him in the level of faith,
estaba,
that he had.
Jesús no lo obligó a subir en la fe.
Jesus didn't require him to rise up in faith, more faith.
Jesús bajó a su nivel. Es
como Jesus came down to
uno,
his level.
Dos, tres, va más abajo.
Yeah, he goes further and further down towards the man.
Lo consiguió en su nivel de fe.
He considered his level of faith.
Jesús no te va a empujar a creer lo que tú no crees.
Jesus isn't going to push you to believe what you don't believe.
Jesús te va a encontrar en tu nivel de fe.
Jesus is going to encounter you at your level of faith.
Y te va a ver con los ojos, con amor.
He's going to look at you in the eyes with love.
Y te va a decir, yo quiero sanarte.
And he's going to say, I want to heal you.
¿Tú puedes creer que yo puedo sanarte?
Do you believe that I am able to heal you?
Entonces, si tú crees,
and so if you believe,
yo quiero.
I want to.
Eres sanos.
You're healed.
Qué sencillo.
It's simple.
Le estoy poniendo esto muy sencillo.
I'm putting this out there really simply.
Porque no quiero que usted siga creyendo que usted no es digno.
I don't want you to keep thinking that you're unworthy.
De esa sanidad.
Of this healing.
Hey, ¿ustedes creen eso?
Do you believe that you're unworthy?
Yo pregunto, ¿ustedes creen eso?
I ask you, do you believe that? That you're unworthy, right? You know you're
digno. Entonces, ¿ustedes no son dignos?
So you don't think you're worthy?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Ustedes son dignos.
So yeah, you were worthy.
Pero muchas veces dice uno, yo no soy digno de esa sanidad
porque
no soy tan santo,
because I'm not so holy,
no soy tan bueno,
I'm not so good,
no soy lo que Dios quiere que yo sea.
I'm not so much like what God wants me to be yet.
Pero Jesús no te pone esa condición.
But Jesus doesn't put those conditions on you.
Para sanarte.
In order to heal you.
La única condición que Jesús te pide para sanarte es que tú creas en Él.
Is that you believe in him.
Lo que tú no eres hoy,
what you're not today,
lo serás mañana.
You will be tomorrow.
Después que sienta el toque,
after you feel the touch
de Jesús.
Of Jesus.
Así es.
That's how it is.
Que en este instante renuncie esa condenación.
In this instant, you must renounce this condemnation.
Renuncia esa mentira del enemigo.
This lie of the enemy.
Que te está diciendo que tú no serás sanos.
That telling you that you're not healed.
Porque tú pecaste.
Because you sinned.
Porque tú no eres sano, ni serás sano.
Because you're not healed and you're not going to be healed.
Porque no oraste lo suficiente.
Enough.
Pero resulta que la sanidad es un don de Dios.
But the reality is that healing is a gift from God.
Es un regalo.
It's a gift.
No tiene que hacer nada.
You don't have to do anything.
Para que Él te lo regalen.
So that He gives you the gift.
Ya lo hizo.
He already gave it.
Lo que tiene es creerlo.
What you need to do is believe.
En esta tarde.
In this afternoon.
Mirar a Jesús.
Look at Jesus.
Venir a Jesús.
Come to Jesus.
Y Él te va a sanar en esta tarde.
In this afternoon.
¿Creen eso conmigo?
Do you believe that with me?
¿Ustedes creen eso conmigo?
Do you believe that with you all with me?
Qué hermoso.
Isn't that beautiful?
Qué hermoso es Jesús.
How beautiful is Jesus?
Jesús descendió al nivel de la fe del leproso.
Jesus descended to the level of the faith of the leper.
Jesús descendió y lo encontró en su nivel de fe.
Jesus came down to the level of faith of the leper.
Y le dijo,
and he said to him,
no te voy a reprocharte.
I'm not going to reproach you, put you down.
Ni tu incredulidad.
No, I'm not, no, neither your unbelief.
El hecho de que no eres tan santo,
the fact that you're not so holy,
o no sigue mis enseñanzas,
or you don't follow my teachings,
o no vienes a la iglesia todos los días,
or you don't come to the church every day,
Jesús no le preguntó nada de eso.
Jesus didn't ask him anything like that.
En esta tarde, Él no te estás preguntando.
And this afternoon he's not asking you.
¿Cuántas veces viniste esta semana en la iglesia?
How many times did you come to the church? He's not asking you that.
¿O cuántas horas oraste? ¿O cuántos días ayunaste?
Or how many hours did you pray? Or how many days did you fast?
No, cuando Jesús viene a darte una sanidad.
No, when Jesus comes to give you a healing.
Lo único que él necesita es que tú le veas con fe.
All he needs is for you that you look at him with faith.
Que tú hayas venido a Jesús y él te va a sanar.
You have come to Jesus and he is there to heal you.
Después de que él te sane, entonces.
After he heals you, then you can.
Ese agradecimiento.
Then the thankfulness, being thankful.
Que nacerá de tu corazón.
That will come out of your heart.
Y esos ojos de amor inolvidable de Jesús.
And the loving eyes of God that are unforgettable.
Te hará cambiar y anunciar muchas cosas.
They will change you and announce to you many things.
Empezará a venir a la iglesia con mucho más tiempo.
You'll want to come to the church more.
Empezará a leer tu Biblia con más hambre por Dios.
Find yourself reading your Bible with more hunger for God.
Porque te diste cuenta que aunque no merecía
una sanidad,
te la dio.
He gave it to you.
Porque la sanidad no se merece.
Because healing is not something you deserve.
La sanidad se cree, señores.
Healing is something that is given. It happens. Everybody.
Jesús no está buscando una cuota alta de fe.
Jesus is not asking for a big amount of faith.
Jesús,
a big quota of faith.
Jesús está buscando solo un poco de fe.
Jesus is just looking for a little bit of faith.
Qué ternura la de Jesús.
How tender is Jesus?
Yo no veo la sanidad como un gesto de poder.
I don't see healing as a gesture of power.
Yo veo la sanidad.
I see healing.
Como un gesto de amor.
As a gesture of love.
Cuando Jesús viene a sanar a alguien.
When Jesus comes to heal someone.
No solamente es obrante en su poder.
He's not just operating out of his power.
Está obrando en su amor.
He's acting, working out of his love.
Él te ama.
He loves you.
En esta tarde.
In this afternoon.
Vayan tranquilo.
Go in peace.
Que la paz de Cristo esté lleno de su vida.
May the peace of Christ fill your life.
Amén.
Amen.
Y amén.
Amen.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Vamos a hacer una oración con ustedes. Oramos juntos más bien.
Let's pray together.
Oh Padre, gracias por este día, gracias por mis hermanos que están presentes.
Thank you for this day. Thank you for my brothers and sisters that are present.
Gracias por la oportunidad de poder compartir tus palabras.
Thank you for this opportunity to share your word.
Y pues ayude a cada uno de nosotros, Padre.
Help each one of us, Lord.
Bajas al nivel de fe de nosotros.
Come to the level of faith of each of us.
Y así podemos recibir nuestro sanamiento.
And in this way we can each receive our healing.
Y gracias por tanto amor y tu amor es grande. Qué
thank
ternura
you,
eres, Jesús.
Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. It's so great and for your tenderness.
Entonces te dejamos todos en tus manos y bendice
everything in your hands
a cada uno de nosotros en esta tarde.
We ask that you come to each one of us this afternoon.
Gracias por Roberto por ser posible de que este mensaje llegue en otra lengua.
Thank you that this is for Roberto and the message can come to all of you in another language.
En tu nombre.
In your name, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Muchos de nosotros nos encontramos con enfermedades, sea algo grande, pequeño.
Many of us find ourselves with sicknesses, some with big sicknesses, others smaller ones, and pains.
Hay muchas cosas que nos distraen en esta vida.
There's lots of things that distract us in
es
our
algo,
this
es
life.
Enfermedad también, si nos atrae, nos viene cada rato.
Sometimes it comes to us lots of times.
Pues lo que yo quiero pedir es
What I want to ask you all.
Podemos orar especialmente. Si quieren hacerlo en voz alta, está bien, si no.
We can all pray right now. We can do it out loud or silently.
o si no está siente cómodo de hacerlo en voz alta, está bien en silencio, está bien.
Or silently.
Entonces, yo voy a orar por mi madre que está en México.
I'm going to pray for my mother who's in Mexico.
Que está batallando mucho.
Who's battling a lot with a sickness.
Entonces, ustedes, en cualquier enfermedad que tenga
and,
o.
And you, in whatever sickness you have.
O si no tiene, está bien orar para,
if you don't have a sickness,
para que el enemigo
pain,
no entre en su vida.
You can pray that the enemy won't enter into your life, bother you.
¿Oramos?
Let's pray.
Oh, Padre, te pedimos que esté tu presencia
Father, we pray for your presence
sobre cada uno de nosotros.
Over each one of us.
En nuestras enfermedades.
We pray for your presence over our sicknesses.
Tú sabes lo que tenemos cada uno de nosotros, Padre.
You know what each one of us has.
Y te pido que tu mano poderosa
we
esté
ask, Father,
sobre nosotros.
Your powerful hand would be upon us.
Especialmente en ese lugar donde está la enfermedad.
Especially in these places where we have sicknesses, pains.
Porque tú nos amas mucho a nosotros.
Because you love each one of us so much.
Tu amor es incondicional hacia nosotros.
And your love is unconditional towards us.
Solamente debemos creer en ti.
All we need to do is believe in you.
Y tú estás listo para sanarnos.
And you're ready to heal us.
Te pido que esté muy al tanto en nuestra comunidad.
I pray that you would come really strongly into our community.
En el bienestar and, que necesitamos.
And bring a well-being to us that we need.
Te pedimos que sane a cada uno de nosotros.
I pray that you would heal each one of us.
Incluyendo niños.
Including children.
Todos lo que no es de ti.
All of us who are in need of you.
Queda fuera en este momento.
That all of us that are outside too.
Porque no pertenece a este cuerpo. Tú perteneces a nuestro cuerpo.
Because you, these sicknesses don't belong to our bodies. You belong. We belong to you.
Muchas gracias, Padre,
thank you, Father.
Por ese amor que nos tienes.
Yeah, we thank you so much for the love that you have.
Y te dejamos todos estos en tus manos.
We give all of this in your hands.
En tu nombre.
In your name.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray right now too for Julio's granddaughter.
Catherine.
She's in Children's Orthopedic Hospital, Children's Hospital with lung problem, with pneumonia, infection in her lungs. So we just pray for Catherine, this little 3-year-old girl, Julio's granddaughter, that you would reach out your hand, Jesus, right now and touch her in the hospital and heal her of her lung problem. We pray in your name, Jesus. Amen. All right, so we can all gather to chairs off to the side and gather around in a circle for our.
That was a message from Pastor Salvio Hernandez and Chair Nueva in Burlington, Washington. We worship on Sundays at 4:30 in the afternoon in Burlington on Fairhaven Avenue across the street from the post office. Family support centers open Monday and Wednesday from 11 to 4. Our jail chaplains go in on Thursday and Sundays, and we meet with our community and worship all throughout the week. Find out more on our Facebook, Instagram, and website, tierra-nueva.org. Thank you for listening. Have a great week.